Guys, I remember when I was studying for boards, it was one of the most stressful times of my life. It was incredibly difficult, and I felt like I was stuck in an abyss, not really being able to navigate myself through the process. Looking back, I wish I had some professionals, some people in my court to really help me, guide me, and make sure I had a plan in place, make sure that I was motivated, making sure I was staying on top of my studies. That's the real way to get your scores and ultimately allow yourself to have the best path moving forward. That's the best way to do it. And so I'm super excited to let you guys know that Med School Coach is coming over to MedFlash Go and our listeners to help them with this process. Med School Coach is a team of tutors that have scored higher than 260 on the USMLE, and they have a proven track record of helping students increase their scores. They help with the USMLE, they help with the COMLEX, and I'm super excited to announce that they are offering our listeners 10% off on their custom tutoring package. So if you check out medschoolcoach.com/MFG, that's medschoolcoach.com/MFG, you will get 10% off your custom tutoring package, whether it's for the COMLEX or the USMLE. So please take this opportunity to be one step closer to your dreams. Take this opportunity to reduce the stress, have a team in place, have a plan in place, and nail your exams so that you can be the doctor that you've always dreamed of becoming.
Hey everyone, this is Sean. Welcome to the MedFlash Go question of the day. Today we have a multiple choice question. What placental disorder involves malpositioning of the placenta across the cervical opening? Is it A, placenta accreta, B, placenta previa, C, placental abruption, or D, a uterine rupture? The answer is B, placenta previa. All right, let's go through all the answer choices here. So with placenta accreta, that's when the placenta actually implants into the myometrium, and that's going to present as postpartum bleeding, and that could require a hysterectomy. With placenta previa, that's going to present as painless vaginal bleeding, usually during the third trimester, and that, like mentioned in the question, is going to be due to malpositioning of the placenta across the cervical os. Then with placental abruption, that's going to be abdominal pain, bleeding, frequent contractions, and also fetal heart rate heart tracing abnormalities. And then last is the uterine rupture. And that will be vaginal bleeding, abdominal pain, and loss of fetal station, as well as diminishing contractions and possibly palpable fetal parts, okay? So really what you want to remember here is that if there is painless bleeding during the third trimester, you might want to consider placenta previa. Okay, that was a brief overview of placental disorders, and hopefully in the future we can get back and dive a little bit deeper in these conditions. But that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining in, and hope that you can stop by for the next episode of MedFlash Go's question of the day.
These questions are powered by MedFlash Go, the first voice-based interactive medical question bank currently available on Alexa. To get access to your first 50 free questions, go on to your Alexa application and search MedFlash Go in the skills section. To learn more details, go to medflashgo.com and check out our frequently asked questions section. These questions were creatively designed by medical students and physicians for the purpose of education and does not replace health information given from your health professionals. We have tried our best to make sure the information is accurate, so please let us know if you find any errors, and we will be sure to correct them.